Yeah, this is MaximumAwesome.com. I watched the halftime footage of 9/11 during the Vikings-Redskins game last week, the first Monday night football game on ESPN. And I'm watching the game, and suddenly, whoop, there's Tower 2 looking like a Roman candle. I do not, as a matter of practice, tune in to ESPN for a moment of poignancy. I tune in for football. I tune in to see humongous, chemically imbalanced men smash into each other at top speed wearing 40 pounds of padding and armor. ESPN is not a legitimate news-gathering organization. It's ESPN. It broadcasts the World Poker Championships. I sincerely doubt Chris Berman has any salient commentary about the defining moment of the early 21st century that myriad news organizations haven't already covered ad nauseum. Chris Berman isn't qualified to cover a pot of stew. I watch football because I want one thing in my day, just one window that doesn't look out into the horror and abject misery of life. I want to enjoy the isolated and rare beauty of competitive sport. I don't want to think about politics, I don't want to think about death, and I certainly don't want to think about global economic repercussions in the wake of international terrorism. Oh, wait, Chris Berman just did that Curtis, my favorite Martin thing again. Oh man, oh that's good. That guy is so clever. I never would have thought of that. That joke hasn't aged a day.